He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program. The life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. In this series, we are talking about the blessed life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi through various angles and lenses, through various perspectives, so that we can take lessons from his blessed life and try to act upon them. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, on a daily basis, thousands upon thousands of people pass away, they leave this world, they die. And the majority of them, they are forgotten almost immediately, maybe hours later, some people maybe days later, maybe if they're lucky a week or 2 weeks, maybe a month, maybe a year, then they're forgotten. But after a short period of time, you see people are forgotten, nobody remembers them. Some fortunate people might be remembered for about 50 years. Maybe 100 years, maybe 3 or 4 generations. But even then, after that, we see that people are forgotten. Nobody remembers who those people were. For example, in our families, those individuals were around 200 years ago. The majority of us will not know who they were, what they did, how they lived their life, what characteristics they had. We won't know. But my dear viewers on Madani Channel, there are some fortunate people that not only are they remembered 100 or 200 years later, centuries upon centuries later, they are remembered. People remember them. People know them. People learn about them and study about them. They want to know more about them. People want to become like them. Why? Because of what they achieved in their lives. Because of the success they had in their lives. Because of the legacy that they left behind. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, one such individual is Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It's mentioned he was born in either 61 or 63 Hijri. So approximately 1400 years ago, give or take a few. But even today, Muslims around the world know who he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was. They know what he achieved in his life. They want to be like him. They still study about him. They still learn about him. They still talk about him. They want to be like him because of the success that he had in his life. Because of the legacy that he left behind. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the founder of the Hanbali school of thought, the great Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, when you see that a person has devotion towards Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he arranges the mention of his attributes and qualities and he spreads them, then this will only result in goodness for him. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, with this in mind, in this series, the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we are going to talk about his blessed life through various angles. We are going to talk about various characteristics of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And we are going to try and take lessons from his blessed life so that we can act upon them and we can try to become like him rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the way he instructed for the upbringing of his children to be taken care of and the advice that he gave to his children as well. May Allah Almighty allow us to follow in the footsteps of this great individual. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he paid special attention to the education and upbringing of his blessed children. For the education, he appointed a great muhaddis, Sayyidina Salih bin Kaysan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. as the leading mentor of his children. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what do we see? Tahi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he emphasized the importance of good Islamic education of children. So much so that for his own children, he appointed a great muhaddis of that time for the Islamic education of his children. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's a lesson for all of us as well. For our children, for our coming generations, we too should appoint the best scholars, the best teachers for the Islamic education of our children. He appointed the freed slave Sahal for the upbringing, for the nurturement, for the nourishment. He writes a letter to that individual he is appointing for the upbringing of his children. And he says, after thinking carefully about this, I have carefully chosen you for the upbringing of my children. And then he goes on, so look, we learn. He spent time thinking about who he is going to appoint for the upbringing of his children. He's not give it to anybody. He's give it to that person who he thinks will do the best job. Then he says, he gives a list of things to teach them or tell them to stay away from. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, inform them about abandoning bad company. Staying away from bad company. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, understood the company that his children will have an effect on them. Like with all of us, like with everyone, company has an effect. If those around you are bad, are doing certain sins, you will fall into those as well. If they are doing good, you will become like that as well. But even more so in childhood, you see peer pressure exists even more in childhood. Children will do things to fit in with those who are around them. Other children in the group were not like that before, but because they want to fit in with that group, because they're hanging around with that group, to fit in, they will start being like that as well. That company will have an effect. On the other hand, if we, our children, our coming generations are surrounded with that company, we're always sending durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're always saying good things. We're not doing these bad things which they shouldn't be doing. Then our children will be looking like that as well. So he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he's teaching us through this letter to the individual who is going to be bringing up his children. He is teaching me and you that be careful and keep a close eye on the company your children keep while they are young, because they will have an effect on them. And how they are as children, it will have an effect on what they are like when they are adults as well. He goes on to say, do not allow them to laugh excessively, as laughter kills the heart. So it's another advice for us to take as well, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. We should avoid laughing excessively. Yes, playing here or there with children is fine, and we should do that to encourage them. But laughing excessively, laughing all the time, it kills the heart. Or maybe, because we're doing this so often, we are not even able to cry when it comes to remembering our death or our grave. Is that a sign that our hearts are now dying? And maybe that is because of the excessive laughter that we have. Another advice he gives, he says, make sure they open the glorious Quran and recite it on a daily basis. Who is he giving this letter to? He's giving it to that individual who is going to be taking part, who is going to be looking after the upbringing of his children. So he's giving him that advice that make sure that they open the glorious Quran on a daily basis and they recite it on a daily basis. It is a lesson for all of us. Make sure that they open the glorious Quran and recite it on a daily basis. If we want our children to do it, if we want our coming generations to do this, the best way is to do it ourselves in front of them. So they see us doing it. The best way is not to just tell them to do it. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, children and the coming generations, they are like those. They will watch you do it, then they will do it. If you tell them to do something which we are not doing, if we tell them to do something which we don't do ourselves, they will just look and turn around and say, you don't do it, why should I do it? So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's not just important for children. It's important for all of us. The glorious Quran is a book for all Muslims. It is a guide for all of mankind. It's not just for children to recite when they're in a madrasa. It is for us to recite throughout our lives. My dear viewers, let's make this intention that from now till the day we die, a single day won't come in which we do not recite the glorious Quran. Let's make the intention every single day. We will look at the glorious Quran. We will recite the glorious Quran and we will try to understand the glorious Quran. May Allah Almighty allow us to remain steadfast upon this intention. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's reflect. What kind of education or nurturing or tarbiyah do we give to our children regarding the glorious Quran? And let's compare it to that of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he is saying, make sure they open the glorious Quran every single day and recite from the glorious Quran every single day. Well, what do we do in our society? Commonly we see, once the child finishes the glorious Quran or finishes the recitation of the glorious Quran once in madrasa, then we say, our child has finished the glorious Quran now. We take him out of madrasa. Now we think he's finished. And we don't see that child reciting the glorious Quran again. And we don't see that as parents, as leaders, as those individuals who are listened to. We don't instruct children of the coming generations. And we don't do it ourselves as well. What don't we do? We don't recite the glorious Quran. Once we finished, we think that's it, we're done. No, my dear viewers on Madani Channel. We need to recite the glorious Quran on a daily basis. And the glorious Quran, remember, yes, there's reward in reciting it. But that's not the purpose of the glorious Quran. The glorious Quran, we should be trying to understand it. So let's make this intention that we will read the glorious Quran with translation as well, so that we can understand the meanings of the words. Because the glorious Quran is a book of guidance for all of us. But what guidance can we gain if we don't understand what is written, what is being told to us in the glorious Quran? May Allah Almighty allow us to truly understand the glorious Quran, to act upon the teachings of the glorious Quran as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were some lessons or instructions given to the individual who is going to bring up the children of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But there was also a letter written by Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi directly for his child, directly for his son. And let's listen to a few points in that letter and take lessons from it. Because those points that are mentioned in that letter, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we all can take lessons from that. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in the letter to his son, he starts, he says, remember the favors of Allah Almighty bestowed upon you and your father. Remember the favors of Allah Almighty bestowed upon you and your father. This is a lesson for all of us. That we should remember the favors and many, many, many blessings that Allah Almighty has bestowed upon us. So much so that we will not be able to count them. Our eyes are a blessing. Our eyelashes are a blessing. Our nose is a blessing. Our lips are a blessing. Our cheeks are a blessing. Our teeth are a blessing. Our tongue is a blessing. And so on and so on. We cannot enumerate the blessings of Allah Almighty. But he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is saying, remember the favors and bounties of Allah Almighty. Now let's look at an example, my dear viewers, on Madani Channel. Scholars have given us this beautiful advice. And it's a very practical tip. And if we follow it, it will help us to remain grateful to Allah Almighty for the blessings that we have. Instead of looking at those who have more than us, we should always look to those who have less than us. For example, if I don't have a car, I don't have a mode of transport, I have to go everywhere walking. Instead of looking to that individual who has a bike, who has a car, who has a mode of transport, instead of looking at him and thinking, Ya Allah, he has that and I don't have that, we should look to that individual who doesn't even have legs, who has less than us, who doesn't have the ability to walk. That, Ya Allah, alhamdulillah, you have given me two legs. You have given me the ability to walk. You have given me this bounty. Why? Because if we look at that individual who has less than us, we will be grateful for what we have. When we look at that individual who has more than us, we will always be ungrateful that why has he got that and I've not got that. It's difficult to stay grateful for those things which you have. So my dear viewers on Madani Channel, so in Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he is saying, remember the favors of Allah Almighty upon you and we will be grateful for them. So let's make this intention. We will follow the advice of our pious predecessors, and for everything we have in the world, we will always look at those who don't have less than us, to make sure that we stay grateful for those blessings that we have. And we will stay grateful and thankful to Allah Almighty for the blessings that He has bestowed upon us. And we will never complain about those things which have been withheld from us. Another thing, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he advises his son. And we'll finish with this one, my dear viewers on Madani Channel. Refrain from the evils of pride. And again, this disease of the heart, my dear viewers and Madani channel, we see so many of us are inflicted with this in today's day and age. Once we achieve something, or we think we've achieved something, we get to a certain level, we get to a certain station, to a certain rank that we think we achieve, to a certain job or profession, to a certain amount of turnover in our business. We've studied for a certain amount of years. We think we've become something, and we think we're better than other people. Become proud of what we are. My dear viewers, and this is a disease of the heart which we need to stay away from. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he is advising us as well to stay away from this. So, my dear viewers of Madani channel, those of us who are inflicted with this disease, those of us who think when we see somebody else that we are better than him or we are better than her, let's try to get rid of this. Try to remove this from our heart. Because, my dear viewers of Madani channel, what makes us think we are better than that person we are looking at? What makes us think we are actually better than that person who we think we're better than? How do we know the state of their heart? We don't. We don't know what the state of the heart of that individual is. We don't know who is accepted in the court of Allah Almighty and who is rejected. Remember, an individual can become accepted in the court of Allah Almighty because of a little action. We might think we've done so much. Somebody might do something as little as moving something out of the road, something harmful out of the path. The action might become so beloved to Allah Almighty that that person is now one of the beloveds of Allah Almighty. He's accepted in the court of Allah Almighty. But you are looking down on that person. You are thinking you are better than that person. No, my dear viewers of Madani channel. We shouldn't have this pride within us to think, just because I've done something, or I think I've achieved something, I've studied for so long, I'm at this level now, that I am better than somebody else. No. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if this thought comes, know that this is one of the diseases of the heart. That this thought shouldn't enter the heart of a Muslim, that I'm better than him, I'm better than her. Look at what she's doing. Well, that's so wrong. I'm better than that. I wouldn't do that. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this pride, this arrogance, this thinking that we're better than other people is one of the diseases of the heart which we need to stay away from. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in this letter to his son, he is giving this specific advice. He is directly saying to his son, stay away from this disease. Stay away from pride. And why would he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, emphasize so much to mention in clear words this disease, this sin of pride? Because he knows how harmful it is. He knows how harmful it is, how much it can destroy an individual. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, as lovers of the awliya, as lovers of the pious people of Allah Almighty, as lovers of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, let's make this intention that those lessons which we are learning from the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and especially in today's episode regarding the upbringing of children, Islamic education, and staying away from pride and arrogance, that we will do those things which Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has advised us to do, and stay away from those things which he has told us to stay away from. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah.